Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Trundle Bed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on iTunes, please leave positive feedback because that helps people find the show. And today's episode is the February 2021 part of show about what the update is this month in Laura Ingalls Wilder. Now, if you would like to be part of the show when it's on, or if you want to call into the show, the number is only good while we're live on the air, and the number is 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253, or toll-free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll-free 1-877-633-9389. You can stream the show on Blog Talk Radio, and I always post links on Twitter and Facebook and on all those things. So I've been focused mainly on the podcast people so far, but I am also doing this on Facebook Live, and I want to give everybody who's on the video a chance to see out the window behind me. So hold on, podcast people. And it is pretty blowing out there. And I am glad I did not go too much out of my way to get that because I couldn't really see it at all. But it is blowing like heck. We had ice this morning, followed by snow, and it is blowing every place. So I didn't have to go to work today, so I thought this would be an excellent chance of a day to do my monthly news podcast. And I'm doing it on Facebook now because I'm trying to get people to find out more about the shows that I do, and I hope that doing it on Facebook, too, will help get the word out. Now, if you ever want to listen to past episodes, you can find Trundle Bed Tales on Apple iTunes. You can also stream it on Blog Talk Radio, which is the system that I use to create it, but you can find it actually on most podcasts promoters now. So just look for it, and it's Trundle Bed Tales, like tales as in stories. Now, normally, if everything happens to work in a month, which is not an overly common thing, but if everything happens to work, I do one of these news things for the month coming up. I usually do one episode where I'm talking about something, and I try and have an episode where I'm interviewing somebody about something related to Laura or one room schools or social media or something like that. And then I try and have another episode that I call Travel Time. That's about people's hobbies or places to go on a trip. So this month, our big thing is going to be Laura Ingalls Wilder's birthday party. Now, I've done this for a number of years, except the last 2 years, it did not work either time. Because technical reasons, and it's going to, but hopefully it'll work this time, and at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday, which is Laura's birthday, we are going to have an hour show, If you want to call in on those numbers I gave you before, you sure can. We want people's best Laura stories. So how they discovered Laura, what their most Laura-y Laura moment was, some way that Laura really impacted their lives, something that they bought just because it was Laura's. Just any kind of story like that is what we're looking for. If you can, please call near the beginning of the hour, because how it normally goes is that I don't have very many people the first 10, 15 minutes, and I have a whole bunch of people by the last 15 minutes. So please call in if you got a story. Now, with that, most of the time with these little podcasts, telling you what's coming up, I tell you things that haven't happened yet, but we do actually have a couple of big events that happened this time. So hopefully, so I'm going to tell you today, even though we normally don't do looking backwards. And the first thing is Pod Month Anniversary, February 1st, and then the Tessa Flack, who has been the director of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Memorial Society in DeSmet, South Dakota, has just been given a new job at the U.S. Grant House there in Galena, Illinois. So that position, being the director of the Laura Ingalls Wilder Museum in DeSmet, South Dakota, is open. If anybody is interested, they are looking for somebody good with a lot of background. The job description on their website, they have a job description this time, which is a step ahead of where they were the last time the job was open. But I hope it isn't overly accurate. So don't let that stop you from applying. If you really think you want this and you're willing to move to DeSmet, South Dakota, go ahead and try for it, because we want somebody really good in that position. In Mansfield, Missouri, they built a new museum a few years ago. It's shaped like a barn, and it's in the field out in front of Rocky Ridge. The old museum was right next to the Rocky Ridge farmhouse, and it's been standing there empty for a few years now. They were using it sort of as storage. There were a couple other uses for it, but they went ahead and have knocked it down. So the next time you go to Mansfield, it's going to look completely different. And they're talking about wanting to put some of the buildings that were there during Laura's time back up. But the ground changed a lot over the years, and I don't know how much money they have for it. So I don't know if they're going to be able to do that immediately, or if it's going to be down for a while, and they're going to mostly be working at the view of the ravine, which would be nice, because it's very hard to find the ravine, which is right behind the house, but there are fences and stuff. So that's down. Then, this month, the documentary, the Laura Ingalls Wilder documentary on American Masters, is coming out on DVD. So if you pre-ordered it, it should be coming soon. If you haven't pre-ordered it, consider buying it, because honestly, this was a big splash of publicity, and we want Laura to have lots and lots and lots of publicity. So let's see that there are great sales, and somebody else might be willing to do something else later. So buy stuff. All right. Now, looking ahead for this month, February 7th is Laura's birthday, and I'm doing my podcast at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the phone number, again, to call in is 1-877-633-9389.
1-877-633-9389. And that is my event. The Walnut Grove Pageant is going to be having their own event at 2 p.m., and it's going to be about an hour long, and it's going to be talking on Facebook Live, and they're going to be talking to people who are in the pageant for a long time. So I think that sounds really fun, too. That's at 2 p.m. on Walnut Grove Pageant Facebook. Then turn over to my podcast. I will not be doing that one Facebook Live. It will just be on the podcast. Also, on February 13th is Almanzo Wilder's birthday. And I have tried to do a party for him in the past, and it hasn't really worked out too well, but I am always hopeful that somebody will be doing something for Almanzo, or that, you know, I'll try a podcast again and it'll work this time, but it hasn't in the past. But we always want to make sure we wish Almanzo happy birthday. And let's see, looking ahead to this summer, the 50th anniversary of the DeSmet pageant is going to be going on in DeSmet. They're going to have special events. They're not sure what those events are going to be yet, but watch for those to come. Also, I have got my first big booking for the summer at Homestead National Monument, and they are going to have me come out in June for a book talk with a couple other people representing prairie writers, and we are going to try and get me doing another separate Laura program while I'm there. And everything needed to... Oh, and another history thing, which I hadn't mentioned before, was in January we did do the Iowa Public Television chat along and then interview afterwards for the documentary. It was the most people that they have ever had watch one of their watcher at longs for Iowa Public Television. And people were there from all over the place, all across the country. There were people from, I think, foreign countries even. It was a big deal. And I think that's all of my little notes, except to remind you that Allison Ingram, who should be starting her reading of the day right now, I might have already started it. Time messed up a little bit, but she is reading The Wizard of Oz book by L. Frank Baum, who I love. At one time, I had all 14 of his books memorized in order. I mean, the titles memorized in order. I love The Wizard of Oz. I highly recommend The Dreamer of Oz, which is a biography of his by his son. And I hope you've enjoyed today's update. Oh, and I should also tell you to be sure to check my YouTube channel. I've got a new episode coming out tomorrow, and I did a Laura in a Minute episode today on the Facebook page. So I hope I will see you soon, and remember to brighten the corner where you are. And thank you to people on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, once again, to brighten the corner where you are.